Joining us now is Clay County Lady Bulldogs head coach Matthew Walker. Coach, team got a good win over Red Boiling Springs last night. What did you like most about the effort?
Just contributions from different people. Not just scoring per se, but we did a great job going to the offensive boards. Defending, you know, we closed out on the shooters. You know, we did a pretty good job all around.
The rebounding was actually one of the first things I wanted to ask you about, because I know as much as this team relies on defense, rebounding and holding teams to one shot is incredibly important at that end of the floor. Do you feel like your team has really done a good job of that lately?
I think so. I think it's definitely much improved from last year, and it's still one of the focuses. You know, we address daily in practice and pretty much every game we talk about limiting teams to one shot, and that's definitely a big key for us.
Katie Arms scores 20 points, and it just seems like the last couple of games, she's really starting to hit her stride, and I know that's got to be a good sign for you, especially as you head into the meat of district play.
She did. She played really, really well. She made, I think, three threes early and got her outside shot going, and they stuck one of their best defenders on her and told her just to stay close and not to let Katie catch it. So Katie had to find a different way to score, and just like all good players do, she did. She figured out another way to score.
I feel like Katie, as far as players I've seen play that I feel like have this scoring mindset that she has, I feel like she doesn't let bad nights bother her. And how important is that when, you know, sometimes you go through slumps and you're not, you know, your shot's not falling? How important is kind of having that mindset of, I'm just going to keep on going, I'm just going to keep shooting, and eventually they're going to start going?
You know, that's something I've talked to her about really since her sophomore year, is having the maturity mindset of, because when you're one of the better players, you know, you're not going to get open shots per se. You know, you've got to find a way to create offense, and you know, you've got to be ready to shoot it when it comes to you. You can't hesitate, because you're not going to get many good looks whenever you're one of the primary options.
Another player, another senior of yours that I've really, really raved about when people have asked about who I think are some of the better players in the Percumberland, Rachel Copas. It seems like every game, you know, leading scorers may change, leading rebounders may change, but you always know what you're going to get from her. You kind of know that she's going to run the offense well. She's going to play tough defense. She's going to give you some scores here and there. Talk about just her growth as a player from freshman year to now.
Well, last night was a bit of a struggle for her, because she got some foul trouble, and that's whenever Red Bullen kind of made a little bit of a run on us with Rachel out. And that just goes to show you how important she is at everything she does for us, not just scoring the ball, but the passing, ball handling, defense, rebounding. She's just such a good all-around player. And her growth as a freshman, you know, as a freshman, she was a point guard. Her job was to take care of the ball. She didn't have to rebound hardly as much. She didn't have to guard the best player night in, night out. But as she's grew into a senior now, her responsibilities have changed. She's almost always on the other team's best player. She has to get rebounds for us, which is that's a tough ask out of your point guard spot. But she still finds a way to get four or five rebounds a night.
Another player that has really shined for y'all lately has been Bella Ashlock. I know kind of a struggle shooting the ball last night, but I feel like she is a prime example of, if you hustle, if you dive for loose balls, if you crash the glass, no matter how old you are on a high school team, there's a spot for you and there's minutes for you.
Yeah, that's one of our big keys as well, is getting some second chance points, whether it's through offensive rebounds or taking charges or turnovers. You know, we need some players that's going to create some second chance points for us. And Bella's done a really good job of that this year, especially crashing the offensive glass and getting those putback points, which is something you'd expect with somebody of her size and length. But, you know, having the physical abilities doesn't really mean much if you don't have a motor. And I think Bella's definitely got a motor. You know, when she wants to win, she's very competitive. So you put that with her physical skills, and it makes her a pretty good player.
This team is playing some really good ball right now, and I feel like a lot of that one win, I feel like I'm going to look back on this team and say it was a big win, was the win over Pickett County this past week, where I feel like that was a big win in terms of just saying, like, hey, we know everybody talks about Clark Range, everybody talks about Pickett, a lot of people think they're both state title contenders, but I feel like that's a big win for your girls in terms of just saying, like, hey, we're here too, we're going to compete in this district.
Yeah, our schedule's a bit deceiving, you know, based on our one loss record. But every team that's beat us has been really, really good. We've got some quality wins. You know, Eagleville's a really solid team. Whitwell's a really solid team. They're both going to make some noise in single A. And, you know, we're fortunate to get wins over them. And then, of course, you've got Mike and Livingston and Clark Range. You know, I put our schedule up against anybody's in single A.
So what do you still want to improve, Coach? What's the number one thing right now this team has got to start doing better in order to keep this momentum going?
We just got to clean a few things up. Turnovers being one of them. Our turnovers was a bit high last night. So turnovers is definitely a big key for us, as well as rebounding the ball. You know, if we rebound, we can get out in transition and try to get some easy scoring opportunities.